Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving. And I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. It's now time for the Lord's return. It's time for his mighty return. These are the last moments, and that's the theme of the broadcast this year. Last year it was end days. This year it's our final moments before his mighty return. These are the last times. And he's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's looking for people who will love him, who will serve him, who will love people. And if, all throughout history, the kind of people that made the difference are people who loved people like God loves us all. In Jeremiah's day, there were pastors that went aside and wouldn't follow the Lord, wouldn't teach the people right. Priests that took bribes, prophets that preached for money. But the Lord is looking for sincere people, and these kind of people turn people away. That's why Isaiah blinded the foul actions of the people. He blinded the people that sided with the enemy. And he had to send his people in captivity. And there's a fraction of people out of all of Israel from the time of Isaiah, that was 10% that followed God. 10%. If you study chapter 6, there was only 10% who stayed true to the Lord. In the rebellions of David's son, who tried to take over the kingdom, he had two sons that tried to take the kingdom from him. But the sons of Zadok stayed true. The other lines of other priests, they sided wrong. They sided with the enemy. And it's time for people to be the sincere people God deserves. Jesus laid everything down to come and die for us. God became a man. And he will never stop being a man. You understand that? He died in our place to redeem us back to God. I love him. I love the Lord. That was totally unexpected for Lucifer. See, Lucifer thinks supreme only. He doesn't have any love for anybody but his own will. And people who are demonic, people who make bargains with him, he don't like them. He's going to destroy them in hell. Even the witches and people who make bargains to get rich, he don't like them either. And he hates Christians. And he hates Muslims. And he hates everybody. He hates every religion. He made counterfeit religions to destroy man, not to help man. To distract man. To get him to try to go around Jesus so he could destroy him. And people that will compromise, he compromised. That's why the word said many gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. It's no different than it was back in Jeremiah's day, back in Isaiah's day. Isaiah lived a generation before Jeremiah. So we have to consider all these things and stay true to the Holy Spirit. Stay true to the Word of God. When I first became a minister, I decided I would not compromise. I would do it right. If I have to do this, I'm going to do it God's way. And if I have to do it by myself, I'll do it by myself. I didn't seek organizations. I love organizations. My dad was a Methodist. I went to a Holiness Church, Pentecostal Church. I love all these churches. We are the body of Christ. There's only one body. But man, in his ways, they found a way to fracture it. We know in part, and some people love certain scriptures more than others. I understand that. If we know in part, that means we're deceived in part. Or we just lack knowledge. Just like everybody has something. Every organization has something good. I'm not downing them. But I decided for myself that I'm going to stick with the Word of God And sometimes organizations go a certain way, a certain route. But I'm going to stick with what the Lord said. You know, Pentecostal churches love the move of the Spirit. They receive the Holy Spirit. Denominational churches shied away from that. But they're good people. And some of the best Pentecostal preachers were once denominational preachers, Baptists, Methodists, Episcopalian. And we need the Lutherans, are wonderful people. They were Protestant churches, and even the Catholic Church. The reason that the Protestants left the Catholic Church is because there were evil people in the Catholic Church that went rogue, but not all Catholics went rogue. If an organization lasts long enough, there will be a faction in it too, and it will go rogue. And that's the problem. But there are true people in every denomination. But I decided I'm going to do what God gave me to do by the Holy Spirit. James Robinson said something one time. He said, don't hold me to one thing I've said or one thing I've taught. Because the Lord, as we grow, we learn more and more. And you have to make adjustments. And when you have a heart to know God, you can make the right adjustments without interference. And that's what I chose to do. That's why I tell people all the time. And that was the mess. That's what the Lord told me. I was in his presence. He said, the biggest problem in the church, in the body of Christ, is my people don't follow me. They deviate. They deviate over doctrines, disagreements, hurts, compromise. And sometimes all these things working together. But when you stay true to him, my friend, you're going to learn things you can't learn any other way. And I know this. So I encourage, it doesn't matter where you go, what denomination you are. That's not a problem for me. Wherever you are, start following the Lord and he'll give you his wisdom to solve your problems. Because he loves you and your family and your denomination. If you're a Catholic, be a true Catholic. If you're a Baptist, be a true Baptist. But love God and do his ways. Don't be afraid to make change, because sometimes our leaders have compromised. If you're a Methodist, be a bold Methodist. John Wesley was a Methodist. Helped structure this country. We owe a lot to the Methodist movement. Pentecostal churches came out of the Methodist church, the Church of God in Christ. John Wesley had them to pray that today get that second blessing, and they started speaking in tongues. Why? Because the Lord gave the Holy Spirit. It's for you, your children, and everybody that the Lord our God will call. It doesn't matter who you are. If you love Jesus, if you believe on Jesus, you can receive the Holy Spirit. Now, with all that being said, sometimes you have to make change. Change is good when it's God. Change is bad when it's Satan. And it'll never be any different. Now, last time we talked about the heart. People don't do what's best in their interest. They don't always do what's logical. They do whatever is in their heart. Whatever's in their heart, that's what they will perform. That's what they will speak, and that's what they will do. But when a person has a good heart, the word gets in, they mix faith with it, and then they start growing and changing. And their steps become more refined. They walk the narrow path. And they don't get distracted as easy because they have the love of God in their heart. And they want to know more. Every time you learn something from the Lord, you want to learn more. That's just the way it is. I love it. I'm having a party, y'all. I've been having a party since 1983. And the more I get in God's presence, the greater that party is. The peace, the joy, whatever's going on around me, that's on the outside, has nothing to do with the party on the inside. And then God give me wisdom to deal with my aggravating problems. I love him. God thinks of everything. And you too can benefit from how he thinks of everything. He wants to include you in all of his ways. God will hold up the rapture to save a few. He wants to come back now. He told me days ago he wants to come back, but there are people he's still working with. And he's almost ready. There's a day that he's set. He's got to come back by that time. But he told me he's coming back at the most strategic moment. But the day is approaching where he's got to come back. And I love him. He thinks ahead. He thinks of everything. It's not like God to say, well, just cut everything off. He prepared people. He's getting people so, because he don't want to leave not one soul here, in all honesty. But those that are wicked, he's going to judge them. They know better and they won't do better. Now, the heart, that's where we live from. If we change the heart, we change everything. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. And that's a blessing for you. That's a blessing for me. And when you get strong, we all get strong. Sometimes people think, if I get strong, I get strong. You do. But the whole body gets stronger. Every time one person gets stronger, because it changes your influence, your conversation, your advice, the way you live and conduct yourself. All of these things produce faith in other people. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. The broadcasts are free. Everything on my website is free. And I do it at the Lord's instruction. Everything is free. Download it. And if you hear something that's a blessing to you, share it with other people that you love. And there are writings on there. newlivingletters.com. Now, as we fill our heart with God's word, we become more and more like Jesus Christ. And we'll start seeing the works of God in our lives. Remember, sometimes in life, the situations that happen are so complicated. And you want God to fix it, and you don't know how to fix it. And you're not supposed to know how to fix everything. But that's how the enemy works. He works in the dark. He works where you don't know. But you're not limited. Now listen to what Paul said. Sometime in the Word of God, you have to catch the blessings that are there. This was there since the time Paul wrote it. Ephesians 3 and 20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." This is your blessing. All you need to do when you don't know what to do, if you can conceive a change, how you want to be, pray for it. Pray for it. Because God can deliver that concept to you in real time and in real life. It will be yours. You will have understanding. And you can overcome the trouble that we wander into. Now, sometimes it's not our fault. It's an attack. You can destroy the attacks of the enemy. And use the word of God to live. And you can make change. And you can grow without interference. Now, we live from the heart. When you fill your heart with God's word, if you can conceive something that needs changing, you don't, it's out of your head. You just do not understand or know how to kill the problem. Some people just pray to put up with the problem. But let's start killing our problems. Not people now. Let's destroy the works of darkness. Couples that have problems in their marriage, stop worrying each other with the problem. It's to come to the point you understand you don't know how to fix it and your spouse don't either. Just stop arguing. Just call a truce. And ask the Lord to help y'all solve this problem and give y'all insight. See, the Lord our God, he can give us dreams, visions. He can give us all the information we need to make the change properly. The psychiatrist can't do that. They can help sometimes. Even preachers are anointed to help people, but they can only go so far. Use the resources that you have. Go to church, ask the Lord for your questions, and listen. Turn your ears on. There are anointed people around you if you go around anointed people. Or God will send some to you. If he have to, he'll send a guest minister that can minister to your need. Don't fall out with the pastor if he can't. We all know in part. And sometimes the Lord has specialists. Just like the doc, some doctors are specialists. And your pastor might invite the right man or woman to come and minister. If you got your ears on, you've already given these things to God, and you're listening, when they say it, you will know what to do. And just have the courage and bravery to act on it. And in the meantime, while you're waiting on your specific answer, be faithful with 1 Peter. If my people would turn from their evil ways and call on my name, I heal the land. Now, if people will be faithful with 1 Peter and learn to love like God loves, just learn to love like Jesus loves you, most of your problems will be destroyed. You will have insight at a much faster rate, because anytime you love people, it's easier to learn from the Lord. If the people who are called by God's name will humble themselves and pray, seek his face, turn from their evil ways, God will hear from heaven and heal the land. Some of these things are not your fault. It's not something you did. It's an attack of the enemy. And spiritual things must be, you're going to have to stop the enemy in his tracks. And you're going to have to follow God in light. You're going to have to receive his word and do it. But the more you love, the more you live. The more you love people, the more you're going to understand, and the more you're going to live. It's true. And the Lord loves you. I love you. Jesus loves you. He has so much to say to his people. He can talk to you. Jesus joined your hand. By your faith, you got him by the, he got you by the hand, and he's got Father God by the hand, and he can, you can talk to God now. The Holy Spirit came to guide you into all truth. And if you listen to that still small voice of the Holy Ghost and receive the word of God, your problems can all be solved. Now look, the problems are aggravating. It's designed to steal your attention and your focus. But don't focus on the problem anymore. Don't focus on what's wrong. Don't focus on what you lack. Whatever you lack. If you don't have enough money to pay your bills, don't ever focus on money again. Focus on the, give God your attention. Now this is what happens when people focus on the problem. They make the problem bigger by mistake. The problem becomes bigger than God to them in their eyes, and they can't see or hear what the Lord is saying. Even if they receive it, the problem absorbs so much energy out of them that they forget what God said. If you study the Word of God closely, you'll see these things happen and form. Never focus on the problem anymore. Love your people. They're contrary. They don't seem to change or want to change. Fall in love with God and he'll strengthen you. And you can be patient with them. To people who are separated, take your mind off that person. Put it on God. Put it on the Holy Spirit. And start praying for your wisdom. He can help you. He can show you the true path to take. Whether to release that person or how to love and be a blessing to that person. If you get strong enough, you can do what's necessary. And remember, when Satan attacks a family, he wants everybody to think the worst. But that's not always true. The thoughts that he's pumping in your mind He's pumping his thoughts in your mind, and it is the worst trash against the people that have aggravated you. It's designed to change your will against them. He started a long time ago. And people act moody, and they act selfish. They feel like they don't love anybody. These are satanic suggestions. Loving a person has nothing to do with what they do. God don't love us based on what we do, good or bad. He loves us all. He died for us while we were running from God, thinking Jesus was wrong. Isaiah said, we turned as if it was our face against him, thinking that he was judged of God. Jesus came to save us. Now that we receive salvation, we know, we understand. The first time people told you about Jesus, you had a mind to play with the world. You didn't just come right on in unless you were a child, unless your heart was right. And sometimes that's true. Most of the time, people are not running to God. They're not first in line to go to church. But God's got people that do love the sincerity of life, and they want to be in the presence of God, and they want to be at church, and they want to be around people that love God. And when people teach the word wrong, they cause people to be miserable. They scatter people. You can't do God's work in misery. That's what's wrong. The worldly way don't work. And people are miserable. And then they preach, and that misery gets in the crowd. Their compromise gets in the crowd. Their deviations get in the crowd. See, whatever you believe in your heart, that's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to preach. It gets in. If whatever's in your heart gets into your conversation, even when the Lord is using you. I had a dream one time about a pastor. He would give me good advice. I would learn great things from him when he was preaching under the anointing. And when we would just be talking, you know, he'd say things that just wasn't right or wasn't perfect. It wasn't like when he talked under the anointing. And the Lord told me to only listen to him when I'm using him. And I learned something. The mind is not always renewed. And he was a wonderful person. I'm not saying he was devious. But we know in part. We act like we know in part. I will approve things the Holy Spirit won't. And I understand that. So before I give advice to people, I wait on the Lord. I learned to do that because when he called me to the ministry, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do and how to do it. And I didn't want to make a mess. So my strategy was to follow God, the man, the one that called me. I followed the man that called me, and that was Jesus. I will obey the Father. He called me. I didn't ask to be a preacher. So my strategy was I would say what he gave me to say, and I would study it. I would study the word. I would preach what he gave me to preach and shut up. And I still do that. When people have a problem that's out of my hands, I go and ask the Lord. And I'll say what God give me, what the Lord sanctions, and it works. When I speak what God give me, it works. And then I learn from it. Now, God loves us. He cares about every aspect of our lives, all of it. He wants you to be blessed, just like you want to be blessed. But you don't give the problem your attention. Whatever you can ask or think, God can do it. And you may really want to reconcile with your loved one that's contrary right now. Sometimes they want to reconcile also. But when you get together, you talk about both people are focused on what caused the problem. and they blame each other. And most times not even true anyway. But they can't see it. Only God have to do a work in both people. Or help one person become stronger. Or whatever the problem is. Sometimes it is one person. They need to understand some things. Now, at the beginning of this year, that's why the Lord gave me, he took me back to the basics, so to speak. Sometimes people think they get it crosswired. They think that they're righteous because of the little acts that they do, such as going to church, or what they eat, or what they don't wear, or what they don't eat, or because they believe a few scriptures correctly. Your righteousness only comes from the blood of Jesus. And the Word of God will help you to have the knowledge of love. See, the Word of God is the knowledge of love. If you're going to walk in love, you got to have the knowledge of love. The Word of God is the knowledge of love. When you receive the knowledge of love, you can better walk in love. Your heart already wants to do God's perfect will. But your mind is trying to throw everything in reverse because it's not renewed yet. Your mind will have you to live God's new life the old way. Some people preach not because they want to get people saved. They want to excel. They want to be on a platform above others. They want to be positioned forward in life over others. You know, the Pharisees wanted the best seats, and they tried to wear the best clothes. They wanted everybody to be beneath them. That's the leaven of the Pharisees that Jesus told us to avoid. And when it's like that, you're not effective. And you scatter the people. If you don't build with God, you scatter. With the wrong motives, even if you preach God's word, you will scatter people because the wrong motives gets into the message. And it works against what God is doing, and it scatters people. Now let's do it God's way. Go back to the basics. Love. Why are we righteous in the first place? That's the blood of Jesus. All right. We got past that. Now, go to church and study and do the things that make sense because it works for your life and it helps others grow stronger. Get rid of the evil motives. Get rid of the worldly motives and get rid of the selfish motives. And my friend, when those things happen, most of your problems dissolve. My pastor said it this way. He said, when you study the Word of God, demons fall off your life. When people are drawn away of their own lust and enticed, that's when they start sinning. They're drawn away. They want something in the world. And then they're drawn to it. And it gets in their heart. Now they're enticed. They're trapped. They feel like they can't live without this deed or this thing or whatever, sex or glamour or whatever it is. Remember something. We're complete in Christ. When we believed on Him, we were complete from that moment. We have all the rights and privileges of everybody in the kingdom of God. We can pray. We can pray for answers. We can pray for concepts. We can pray for situations. You can pray for success and work hard to get it. God can help you do the everyday things that's necessary to be successful. Now, God's love don't require you He doesn't require you to be dedicated. You know, dedicated people do the right things all day. His love don't require you to be dedicated. But success does. If you're going to be successful, you're going to study and learn and grow and do the things without compromise. And if God's going to call, if you're going to be effective in life, you're going to do those things as well. But God's love for you, it doesn't alter whether you're good or bad. If a person gets saved and don't do anything, if they leave the world alone, they'll go to heaven, but unrewarded, but they'll go. Because God loves us. It's better to go to heaven than hell. Even if you go to heaven without nothing, you have forever to grow. And eventually you will. From glory to glory. You'll be surrounded by faith. It's inevitable that you grow, that you don't grow. I mean that you it's inevitable that you do grow. You'll be in the environment of God. And what you see will get in your heart, and you'll speak it, and it'll just like now. If His word get in your heart and you speak it, it'll start changing your life. It's wonderful. Going to heaven, you're in a perfect place without interference. But it doesn't matter. You can still receive heaven now. You can receive the logic of heaven in your heart. And it will overcome everything in the world. And everything the enemy's been lying to you about, you'll see it for what it is. You'll stop being worried. You'll stop being frustrated. You'll start forgiving people just like the word tell you to. And you'll see the reward.